This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today a very relevant podcast because we're in the midst of a pandemic. The vaccine is on its way. There's some concerns about the distribution. I'm hearing some background there. Are you somebody talking to you? Hello?
Yep, sorry about that.
Was somebody talking to you? Or did something bleed into the line?
No, somebody was talking to me.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to start again, all right? Are they going to...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you in a secure area there? Are you okay?
I am now.
Okay, good. That happens, all right, so we'll edit that out. Take 2, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's podcast is particularly relevant because we're talking about bolstering the immune system. These days, social distancing and the mask, you know, we're employing all those methods to staunch the advance of COVID-19. Also, the vaccine is on its way. Vaccine distribution, bit of a problem. Ultimately, hopefully, people will be able to access a safe and reliable vaccine. But one of the themes of this program is natural immune support and some exciting developments on the natural immune support front. Today we're going to talk to a frequent contributor to Intelligent Medicine. He's Dr. Michael Lewis, and he is a retired colonel in the U.S. Army. He did a stint doing military medicine while in the Army. By the way, he's a West Point graduate. In the Army, he became an advocate for a concussion protocol that was very innovative, using high-dose omega-3 fatty acids, dosing fish oil as high as a dozen or more capsules per day. And that's a big problem because in the Army, particularly during the Iraq campaign and the Afghanistan campaign, there were a lot of IED injuries. In addition to the fact that routinely a lot of young athletes experience head injuries, and his concussion protocol is really quite remarkable. Then he became turned on to the benefits of CBD. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Lewis, but the concussion protocol came to comprise not just fish oil, but also CBD, cannabidiol, right?
Well, any chance I got or get, I tried to add in CBD just because of the synergy between the two and the interaction with omega-3s in the cannabinoid system. So it's a great combination.
Okay, well, today, though, we're going to switch gears and we're going to tackle a more pressing theme, more pervasive problem, which is the current pandemic and just general immune support. Clearly, something's going on when we look at statistics that show that some people seem to have relatively mild courses with COVID-19. Others have catastrophic courses, and we believe it may have something to do with diet, lifestyle, sleep, exercise, but also the nutritional support that people get. So tell us a little bit about your journey in this direction.
Well, it's really my work and continued work with CV Science is the leader in CBD extracts and products. And they had about 2 years ago decided that, CBD has so many different ways that it interacts with the body that they were realized that, they're a CBD company, but they really are, in many ways, an immune system company, if you will. And so they started to look for different ways that how can we support the immune system that complement their CBD products. And they really kind of came across PEA, palmitoyl ethanolamide, that is kind of like the body's own CBD, if you will. The body makes it, and it had been isolated and really studied over the last 4 or 5 decades. But it kind of just sat in the background. Nobody was really doing much with it. And so they decided to pick that up, and it was a way of not having a non-cannabis product line that is supporting the immune system, and that's where they took off. And they've got two great new products out there. One, a daily CB defense, it's called. It's a daily combination of a PEA and some vitamins and minerals. And then they have an acute, almost sort of like a rescue nutritional supplement called CB Acute that combines three traditional Chinese herbs. And the idea is that you use CV defense on a daily basis, keep your immune system strong and healthy as best as possible. And, when you start to get the sniffles or start to feel run down and you need a little boost, or to say, knock out that cold that just started, then you switch to or add in the CV Acute, just a teaspoon 3 times a day for 3 days as sort of almost like a rescue nutritional supplement, if you will.
So the segue to PEA is that this PEA has something to do with the endocannabinoid system, that it's a different compound, but it in some ways relates to the previous work that CV Sciences had been doing with CBD cannabidiol?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about the immune system. And so when we look at, how CBD interacts with the immune system, we started to realize that in many ways that PEA has similar ways of dealing with the cannabinoid system and the immune system. And it acts very similar in that it sort of is that balance when you're kind of pushing yourself towards one end of the spectrum, PEA will kind of kick in a little bit more. And when you're kind of going the other direction, it kind of, lessens a little bit. So it's really that very fine tune process that helps these complex of ethanolamides, everything from the arachidonal ethanolamide to docosahexaenoic ethanolamide. And, which are derived from arachidonic acid, the omega-6, and DHA, the omega-3. And you talked about my work with omega-3s, and this goes for not just DHA, but EPA and ALA. They all have these ethanolamide processes and how they act. Well, it turns out that palmitoyl oil also has that same way, so the palmitoyl ethanolamide or PEA, and so it's just another one of those fatty acid derived cell to cell signaling in the paracrine autocrine signaling systems that just have this tremendous value that we're just beginning to remember, if you will, because PEAs actually was pretty well studied back in the 70s, in the early 70s, but it was all behind the Iron Curtain. So that never really got out to the Western medical system, if you will.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Propax Gold with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, age, illness, or just being run down. Anti-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown Anti-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking Anti-Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to today's guest, Colonel Michael Lewis, or shall I say Dr. Michael Lewis. He's got the dual credentials. Well, you know, these days we talk a lot about immune boosting, but that may be a misnomer because we know that, yeah, okay, you want a lot of resistance to infection, but if you should come down with something, it actually turns out that the immune system can be our nemesis and create something along the lines of cytokine storm, you know, a devastating cascade of inflammation that affects all the organs and ultimately can kill you. So what we're striving for, it sounds like, is a term that I've heard been coined, which is Goldilocks immunity. In other words, build up resistance, but at the same time, tamp down that over-exuberant immune response. So is PA relate to that?
Well, it regulates immune cells. And you know, so regulation versus stimulation. So we're not talking about stimulating your immune system. We're talking about regulating it. So to try to keep it from overreacting, but also underreacting. And so that's a very subtle difference, that concept of regulation or fine-tuning versus, you know, we often think of take a bunch of vitamin C, it'll support and stimulate your immune system. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what PEA does. PEA right. helps keep the immune system in that center, that moderate center spot, so it's not being over or under-stimulated, as you mentioned. I mean, if you think about it, and if you know anything about the history of influenza back in, you know, 1917 mm-hmm. to 1919, the so-called Spanish flu, and the biggest thing was it killed a lot of young, healthy people because it really kind of started immune systems. In the U.S. Army, and it was people with strong immune systems, and it killed these young, and oftentimes a lot of soldiers because the young, healthy men, if you will, men and women, of course, but, you know, young, healthy people. And it was that overreaction, that cytokine storm that you mentioned that caused all a lot of the major damage of the Spanish flu because of that overreaction. With the current COVID-19 situation, we're seeing it slightly different. Because it's a different virus, it's not hitting the younger people like mm-hmm. we saw in, say, 1918. It's really hitting the people that have difficulties or have struggling with their immune health. Mm-hmm. The older population and people with things like diabetes and asthma and obesity is a huge factor. So it's very different than the 1918 flu, if you will.
Yeah, they talk these days a lot about the concept of inflammaging. In other words, the older you get, the more senescent your immune system becomes. It's sort of, you know, going haywire. And inflammation develops. People see reactive proteins go up, their SED rates go up, their joints become inflamed, skin becomes, irritated. And they get atherosclerosis, and these may be Alzheimer's disease. These may be manifestations of body-wide inflammation. It seems that the more inflammation your body has, however it manifests, the more likely you are to succumb to COVID-19. A slight difference from 1918.
Right. And so the real question is, what do we do about it? Or how can, you know, we hear lots of different things over the last year, the concept of herd immunity, people holding out and hoping that there's going to be some major breakthrough in vaccine technology. And thankfully, there has been. I mean, it really, I was a year ago, there's no way that we're going to come up with a reasonable vaccine unless there's a major breakthrough. I'm happy to say I was wrong. There has been major breakthroughs in, you know, the mRNA technology, which was never been used in vaccines. So you know, it's all about how are we going to support the immune system? How are we going to develop that herd immunity, if you will? And part of it's through vaccine, you know, so that helps develop our ability to respond to it. That's part of herd immunity. And it's also through natural infection. But of course, the problem with natural infection is if it kills you, it doesn't really do you much good. So how do we keep our immune system from overreacting, but being able to react appropriately? And that's why we came up at CV Sciences with the concept of CV Defense and CV Acute.
So let's differentiate these products. CV Defense is pure PEA, or are there cofactors in that?
There's definitely some cofactors, and for very good reason. There's, you know, so we start off with two really important vitamins.
That's the chronic product, the product you take for daily prevention kind of thing.
Correct. And so, you know, we hear a lot about vitamin D, of course, and that low vitamin D levels in people are a significant risk factor for bad disease. So we definitely, you know, vitamin D3 and vitamin A. Vitamin A has been known for decades and decades. You know, some original research, I just blanked on the physician's name. He was the dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health for years, and he really did a lot of work in Nepal on vitamin A and how important it was for general health and any kind of a refugee situation, or, you know, where, you know, like in Syria or that, you know, type of thing, when you have refugee camps. One of the first things WHO does is goes in and gives everybody vitamin A. So we know that it's that important for our immune health, to, you know, literally to keep people alive. So then, you know, two really important minerals. We've heard a lot about zinc in the last year. So we make sure that zinc has hundreds of different ways that it interacts. And so we make sure that we've got a good amount of zinc that's in there for respiratory health, and selenium that helps support immune cell function, kind of works, supports natural killer cells and that initial reaction to those invaders, as well as working with zinc. And then we didn't stop there. With the two vitamins, the two minerals, we added in organic reishi mushroom extract. Mm-hmm. You know, reishi mushroom has been dubbed the mushroom of immortality and has complex polysaccharides called beta glucans that really, you know, encourage a vigilant and healthy immune system. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the PEA that we talked about. So those six ingredients we think are really quite remarkable in how they work synergistically together, and we think it's a great defense product.
So let's switch gears, talk a little bit about CV Acute. Now, CV Acute is not for daily use. It's if you feel like you're coming down. And, you know, I've tried it, and it tastes remarkably good. It's a traditional Chinese herbs, a formula that has been used, you know, for millennia, and is part of the Chinese medicine armamentarium. I guess it's commonly given to people who, you know, come down with a respiratory infection in China. But, you know, the elephant in the room is that we're a little distrustful of things from China these days, because there have been some impurities, there have been some counterfeits, quality control is an issue. So a lot of people are leery of TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. So how do you overcome that at CV Sciences?
Well, absolutely. And we had the same concerns. And so, you know, it was not easy, but we found very reliable sources. We do a lot of quality control testing. You can scan every bottle, and it'll give you the certificate of analysis. And one thing that we're very proud of is we're not meeting just U.S. standards with these three traditional Chinese medicine, the quality control, but it's CV Acute's actually a registered Health Canada product, and Health Canada has much more strict regulations than even the U.S. FDA.
So you screen it for contaminants, for purity, for potency, and it consists of a combination of traditional Chinese herbs, because when I studied traditional Chinese medicine, the idea is not just one thing, but, you know, a combination of things that kind of are like an orchestra. They kind of work together synergistically, right?
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, all three of these ingredients by themselves actually are very active and have all been used in traditional Chinese medicine. And so rather than going with just a single one, we thought, you know, the concept of that synergy between three of them that work really well independently work even better together. And it's the flower of the honeysuckle. It's the root of Chinese skullcap, which is very different than American skullcap. And then it's the fruit from the forsythia plant. And they each have different things. And probably the best known one is the Chinese skullcap, and it has an active ingredient called baqueolin. And we know that baqueolin disrupts viral entry, mm-hmm. it blocks viral replication, yeah. and it's an immune modulator. There's tremendous amounts of research on it, actually. And not only are we looking at, you know, traditional Chinese medicine combined with modern research techniques, because these all three have been, you know, and published about in modern research, but we're also basing a lot of this on thousands of years of traditional medicine as well.
Okay. We're going to pause now, but in part two, I want to take a look at some of the research that backs up the efficacy of some of these products. The products in question, CV Defense and CV Acute from CV Sciences. CV Sciences, of course, your source for high-quality CBD products. You hear a lot about them here on Intelligent Medicine. They branched out and in a timely fashion have come up with a pair of immune products, one for daily prevention, another to take if you feel like you're coming down with something. You can check out totalimmunehealth.com, which will take you to pluscbdol.com, which is where you can access these products. Our guest, Dr. Michael Lewis, he's a Renaissance man. He's a retired U.S. Army colonel in military medicine, an infectious disease and public health expert with a deep background in nutritional biochemistry, a big advocate for fish oil, CBD, and now for these unique products from CV Sciences. We'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine.